Welcome to the Vibrant You podcast. I'm your host, Bindi Stables, and here we talk all things wellness and vibrant living. You'll learn about integrative health, functional medicine, holistic biohacking, and enjoy raw and real conversations on personal growth, mindset, and motivation. Optimize your body and mind and become the happiest, the healthiest, most vibrant you. Enjoy the show. Hey, and welcome to another episode of Vibrant You. In today's episode, we are talking about the magic and the beauty and the healing and connection, the power and the fulfillment that happens in our lives when we learn how to get comfortable being uncomfortable. So I'm in a chapter in my life where I'm really beginning to realize the most meaningful and powerful things in life often happen at the edge of our comfort zone, where we're dancing in the unknown, we're meeting ourselves in our fear, and we're sitting with our resistance. So perhaps you've had an experience where you know that you have to have a conversation with someone, how you're feeling in a friendship, maybe you're not feeling so fulfilled or met in that friendship, whether you know you need to quit your job and you're just struggling to put in your 2 weeks, maybe you need to leave a relationship or express a need or a desire to a partner, maybe you need to set a boundary with someone, or you just need to reach out and ask for help or support with something. Now, there's a part of you that you don't want to do it. There's resistance naturally, but often there's a deeper part of us that just knows that we need to. Now, what happens is when we do it, we build up all this courage inside. We're like, yeah, I'm going to say the thing. I'm going to do the thing. It feels right. And then we get to the moment where we actually go to do it and we start to feel strange and we feel awkward and our whole body just floods with fear and uncertainty. Our heart rate starts to speed up. We feel our palms go sweaty. And often like justification will step in to avoid having to have that conversation. And justification will say like, oh, it's not that bad, or, oh, well, it could be worse, or it's fine, or the worst when people say like, it is what it is, because you know it's just like tainted with so much sadness and doubt and avoidance. And often when we meet ourselves in that moment, we think, why in the world did I think that I could ever do this or say this? So what is that feeling that comes up for us, that awkwardness, that discomfort, the sweaty palms, the racing heart? That feeling is vulnerability. It's vulnerability that makes us want to turn around and run the other way, or curl up in a ball in a cave, or just avoid the conversation or postpone it. I know that's my go-to is, oh, I'll just do it later. And that vulnerability is a beautiful thing, but it comes through as a protection mechanism. That avoidance wants to protect us from potential judgment of others, or protect us from our own fear of the unknown. It's uncertain. But by feeling those feelings of awkwardness and resistance and vulnerability and learning how to support ourselves through those experiences and doing it anyway, because there's a deeper part of you knows that you need to, that experience is something so healthy and so transformative and such a beautiful thing. So Brené Brown, I love her. She shares a beautiful definition. She says, vulnerability is at the core of meaningful human experiences. And I could not agree more. Often what scares us most in life is sometimes actually really good for us. And if we can learn how to sit in those uncomfortable feelings, get comfortable being uncomfortable, vulnerability has the potential to transform itself into profound joy and connection and inspiration and fulfillment. What is vulnerability and why is it actually good for us? So I had to Google it because I remember thinking back of when I first encountered this concept of vulnerability and how to be more vulnerable. Doesn't vulnerability mean something like bad? Google says that vulnerability is weakness, insecurity, being susceptible to harm, in need of special care, or being at risk. But I prefer Brené Brown's definition. She says that vulnerability is uncertainty. It's risk and emotional exposure. It's that uncomfortable feeling when we go to step out of our comfort zone or do something edgy, and often something that feels really important to us that forces us to loosen our grip of control and meet life as it is. And these things often require great courage, whether this is with big events like quitting a job or switching careers, ending a relationship, starting a relationship. These are vulnerable things. They require great courage to embark on. Or small events as well, of like forgiving someone that's hurt you, sharing your feelings honestly and authentically, asking for what you need in a relationship, setting a boundary, starting something new, trying something for the first time. This is vulnerable. It feels scary because you've never done it before. But the truth is that there is no courage, or there's no real power, there's no real meaning in so many life experiences without vulnerability. Vulnerability and courage, they're two sides of the same coin. They go together. Where there is vulnerability, there's great courage. Where there's courage, there's great vulnerability. And this vulnerability, it feels awkward. I don't like it. I don't like when I have to face uncomfortable things and have hard conversations and need to set boundaries. Of course, I feel uncomfortable with that. And yet, what I know to be true is that that discomfort, that awkwardness, that sweatiness in your palms, that shakiness, that resistance by moving through it is also the birthplace of such love and belonging and courage and joy and empathy and true connection and creativity. So while doing that thing or having that conversation that might feel really uncomfortable, we're also opening ourselves up to profound levels of connection, of freedom and fulfillment. So why does our mind want to dodge these uncomfortable things? Because this is natural, right? Why do we avoid vulnerability? Our brain is designed to keep us safe. Our brain is not designed to make us happy and fulfilled. Our brain is a survival organ where, of course, we can train those parts of our brains to lean into vulnerability and to awaken our courage and experience deeper levels of love and connection. However, the brain's primary goal is not to make you happy, it's to keep you safe. So, of course, our brain will say, what is familiar is safe. What is unfamiliar, unknown is unsafe. And so we'll find ourselves in life experiences wanting, desiring to stay with what's familiar because it creates a felt sense of safety in our lives. And yet that's not where the magic happens. Sure, by avoiding those conversations or doing the hard things, yes, we feel a level of safety or relief or ease, but we won't feel alive. We won't feel authentic. We won't feel expressed. We won't feel true intimacy and connection with another human being. We won't access the deepest levels of our creativity because all of these things require us to lean into our comfort zone and lean into that vulnerability. So that human tendency, it's natural. And our mind, you know, this is in each and every one of us. And it can become so strong at times that we may often even want to like go out of our way to avoid those uncomfortable situations that make us feel fragile. And we try to avoid that awkward feeling of feeling vulnerable. What we might find ourselves doing is emotionally armoring ourselves up every day to avoid these uncomfortable feelings of shame or anxiety or uncertainty or fear or exposure to another person to prevent emotional pain. We might armor ourselves up by striving for perfection. This is one tactic. We may avoid or numb out. We may anticipate the worst in situations. We might ruin very beautiful, joyful moments, almost as like Brené Brown says, like meeting vulnerability to the punch, where we're almost just like waiting for the shoe to drop and imagining all the worst ways that things could go wrong, the worst case scenario. And this armoring is a protection, right? In a way, it helps us for a moment to feel safe and to feel in control. But this armor feels heavy after a while. Of course, life's hardships don't maybe touch us as deeply, and yet neither can life's joy. Neither can life's beauty and bliss and connection and fulfillment. Because the truth is that we can't selectively numb emotions. You can't numb your fear and avoid your fear without simultaneously numbing your joy and your freedom and fulfillment. So how do we start getting comfortable being uncomfortable? We start with embracing vulnerability by knowing that vulnerability is such a natural, fundamental part of our human experience, and that it's the birthplace of so much love and beauty and joy and connection in life. And simply knowing that it's okay to feel uncomfortable in these things. Sometimes people say to me, like, you seem so comfortable and so confident having these hard conversations or doing these things. I have had tremendous hardship, you know, just today having a conversation with a friend, a really vulnerable conversation of ways that we weren't feeling fulfilled in the friendship. And we had a really open-hearted conversation that I was really nervous. And I shared that with her. I feel really nervous and awkward and vulnerable sharing this with you, as I'm afraid that you're going to judge me or you're not going to love me the same, or, you know, that our friendship will change. And yet the beauty of leaning into that conversation and having an open heart to heart, even though it was scary and uncomfortable and my palms were sweating and I'm like, ugh, like the sensation of vulnerability, it can feel like a full body cringe, like, oh, I just want to like crawl out of my skin. It feels awful. And yet the closeness that I felt in this friendship is, I feel closer to this friend now after this conversation than I have in a year. And how beautiful that I get to have these conversations and to feel safe enough with this person and safe enough within myself to share hard things, that I can create that connection. I've had experiences of needing to leave jobs that didn't suck, jobs that were amazing and that I loved, and I had no real logical explanation to leave. And yet a deeper part of me knew that this is no longer for you. You've got what you needed from this experience and it's time to move on. And having that uncomfortable, awkward conversation that I don't really have a real logical explanation to go, and this is sad, this is uncomfortable, but doing it anyway because my soul knew something that my mind didn't at that time. And what that opened me up and made me available to is such profound creativity and such fulfillment in the work that I'm doing now, and such expansion in so many ways. Leaving a partner, that's scary and uncomfortable. And yet, if we can get out of the way and sit with that discomfort and do the thing, right, that opens us up to beautiful relationships and connections and deeper levels of freedom and fulfillment to come. So our job is to embrace this. Our job is not to get rid of the uncomfortable. It's not to do it perfectly. It's to sit in the mess of it. It's to say, you know, I don't know what to say. When your friend has a miscarriage and you just want more than anything to be by her side and you want to say the perfect thing and you want to make it all better and take away her pain, but to just say, I don't know what the right thing to say is right now. I feel awkward and I wish that I could take away all of your pain, and I don't know what the right thing to do is right now, but I'm right by your side and I love you. It's not knowing and doing it anyway. It's doing it scared. It's doing it nervous. It's doing it awkward and bringing the awkwardness to the table and allowing it to be there. This is such a big part. And giving ourselves the permission to start small. I don't love vulnerability. I don't love being awkward. I love control. I love knowing exactly what to do and what to say and what the outcome of life's events will be. And yet I know that I have a deep desire to feel alive and to feel vibrant and to feel connected. And a big part of that is to do scary things and to do things that I feel uncomfortable with. Doing things that feel edgy, things that I feel nervous about. And this is really the birthplace of just so much beauty in our lives. So that's all for today, my little share on doing uncomfortable things and leaning into our edges and living more vibrantly and more fulfilled and more connected than ever before. I would love to hear your top takeaways over on Instagram. Make a comment on my latest post or send me a DM. I would love to hear, what are you leaning into? What is the vulnerable thing that you're committing to doing that you're going to feel scared? It's going to feel awkward, but you're committed to doing it anyway because you love yourself too much to not. So I'm sending you so much love, and I'll see you back for another episode real soon. Take care. Thanks so much for listening. If you loved today's episode, please spread the love by subscribing and leaving a review. Or if there's someone in your life that you think could benefit from this conversation, please share this episode with them. I would love to hear from you over on Instagram at Bindi Stables, or visit my website, bindistables.com, to connect and work with me. Thank you so much again for being here, and I'm celebrating you in this journey of becoming the happiest, the healthiest, most vibrant you.